Another thing that's happening here in Melbourne is immigration. Now, the most extraordinary figure has been released today. In the month of February alone, total net migration into Australia was 105,000 people. Now, a couple of decades ago, we only had 100,000 people a year coming into the country. In 1 month, we had 105,000 people. This truly is Labor's big Australia policy. If that happened every month this year, that's almost 1.3 million new arrivals in a year. Now, the federal government has promised to lower the rate of immigration. Here's another thing. Of those 105,000 people who arrived, Victoria got the largest number of arrivals. And you wonder why we have a housing crisis in this state. I mean, we've got ludicrous suggestions like the Mornington Peninsula Shire Council, and we spoke to them yesterday, wanting to put a new tax on developers to make it less attractive to build homes. Meanwhile, we've got hundreds of thousands of new migrants coming to Victoria, and we can't build enough houses as it is, and people want to tax housing. But, I mean, the federal government is also to blame here. You know, where was the election policy a couple of years ago saying we want to bring in or we want to increase immigration to Australia to a rate that quite literally has never been seen before? Anyway, in the month of February alone, 105,000 new net arrivals into Australia, the biggest number of those in one state versus the other, came to Victoria. 133693, and it just says to me it's obvious why we have got rising house prices again. Apparently they're up 10% in the last 4 years. And why young people get so depressed about the future, because they might never be able to own a house because there's just more and more competition at auction.